Sister.
Mom!
For goodness sake, Sisters of No Mercy.
Good afternoon, it's episode 11.
Number 11.
Sisters of No Mercy.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm alright. In the peak of British summertime.
This is very unprofessional. How loud is the telly with the kids?
How loud should we bang on the floor?
Yeah.
Kids! Telly down!
Oh, God. And this is Sisters of No Mercy, peak of professionalism.
Peak of professionalism and peak of British summertime, so I don't know about anybody else, but it is cold, it is wet, it is rainy.
It makes me so miserable.
It is June, time. For God's sake!
June.
There's heating on, people have got fires on,
I've
there's
had
socks out,
big coat.
It's a big coat, not even little coat, and, big coat.
And I've got the problem with all my shoes in my current like rotation are inappropriate for rain.
Yeah.
There's a lot of skin on shoes.
I've had to throw two pairs away this week because they've been like pumps, but they've got they must have a little hole in them somewhere. And I've had wet toes,
Pumps go through a stage where you get them, they're too stiff.
Yeah.
Then they just get nice.
Yeah.
They still look new, but they're comfy. Then they start to look a bit tatty.
And the lining goes on the inside and then they get all...
Inside.
Yeah, and they stink as well, let's be honest.
And then you have to bin them and it's really sad.
You've got sockless
and then
stink.
You've got to go... Well, I wear mine sockless with them little footsies now. It's footsies are in, aren't they?
Footsies. Grandma's footsies.
Footsies. My dad once said that it looked like I'd had a pair of knickers that had fallen out the bottom of my trousers. Blah, can't say my words. And then you can't find a new pair of pumps.
No, I know. I'm going to have to go and hit up the shops for pumpage.
I feel like that was a lot of information.
And that's it for this week. Not seeing each other for a couple of days.
No.
That's where. So, yeah, because we've been busy.
Yeah, you've been away, haven't you, with your friends?
I have been away with my friends. Hello, friends.
Trip away.
Annual, yeah, friends.
I mean, is it
kids.
Annual if you've been twice?
Yeah, but we're just booking the third.
Oh, so now it's annual.
Technically, I think
three makes it annual.
Yeah, yeah, and we're going with the same weekend, so that's good. But yes, it's becoming an annual thing that we survive each other for 2 days with our offspring and each other.
Yeah.
We don't share a room or a house or anything. We all have our own lodgings.
Huge difference, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. But yeah, we've had a good... It's just the weather.
Yeah.
The poor old weather. We were kind of camping, glamping. Yeah, but and we took gazebos and everything else and we made the best of it.
Yeah.
And we still sat out all wrapped up on a night.
Got into the spirit
of
it.
Yeah, but it's just a shame, isn't it? When you book it for June, you think you'll be able to sit out on a night and everything. But...
Last year kind of made us a false sense of the summer was going to be amazing and it's totally come back to bite us on the ass.
Well, the global warming thing's the fallacy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's not bloody warming, Leeds.
Use more plastic!
Yeah.
You know what, global warming?
Yeah. It's not warm in Leeds, I tell you.
No, I know.
Yeah, so that I've been away this weekend. What else have we done? We've done some fun stuff, haven't we?
Yeah, I mean, my weekend while you were away, I was football gallering, which is lovely in the sunshine.
Again,
sat out on a camping chair and your kids run wild. I mean, it cost you a fortune, but still. But it rained all day. It was, and I had two boys, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, so it was 8:30, we got home at 6:30, and we were absolutely wet through to the bone.
And freezing, it's just cold, isn't it?
It's just cold.
The one, didn't they?
Yeah, the older one won, so it was worthwhile, and we had a very happy Saturday night, although we were all absolutely shattered. But other than that, I've had I went to do a climbing wall. On Sunday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I forgot to add it on the agenda.
Yeah.
The kids, we were just doing it for the kids, and they were like, join in, Mum, Dad, come on, have a bit. And I was like, yeah, I mean, you know me, I like a bit of competitive adventurism.
Yeah.
Loved it, absolutely loved it. Really good workout as well.
Yeah.
My arms were killing afterwards. The kids just shoot up the wall.
Yeah, they make it look easy.
They make it look easy, and two, they've got no fear. It was a lot harder than I thought, and I kind of got so far and started to panic about coming down.
Once
I'd come down, I kind of came down halfway a couple of times, and then, loved it. I'm definitely going to go down and do it.
I just crashed myself into a wall or something. I've just got no grace whatsoever, so that'd be my worry.
I mean, I raced Leo, the youngest, he's 6, up the wall, and I started out thinking I'm going to have to pull it back. Nah, it beat me fair and square. didn't have to pull it back in the slightest.
Be that galled you with your competitive
Absolutely.
Spirit.
I mean, I took it on the chin, and it was even worse because there was parents watching, so I had to be a really like good loser. But no, it was really enjoyable.
Well done, son.
Yeah,
I'll punch you later.
Next time. Eyeball doing that thing, pointing to your eyes. But yeah, but then last week we went to see Tit, didn't we?
We did. That was a big one for last week.
It was.
I think it was a combo of. I was when they went down to three. I was always like, "Is it gonna work?"
Yeah.
But I think it was the combination of it was at Anfield, my Liverpool supporters, in the week after they've won the Champions League, which is fantastic. It was Take That, which they always put a brilliant show on, regardless of who you are and if you're a fan or not.
If you love the songs, then you can't help it, can you, but get into it.
And the weather was nice on Thursday night, wasn't it?
It threatened rain, but I was in a T-shirt for most of it.
Yeah, it was. It was really warm, wasn't it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was nice because we went with my daughter, my mum, and my mum's sister, auntie. So there was three generations there. It was something for everybody. And just absolutely fantastic.
And the support act was
Rick Astley, Louise's guilty pleasure
of my secret dad crush.
She kept referring to him as Rick, and me and Sophie thought it was hilarious because it was like she was best friends with him.
You know Rick.
Rick's
on, let's get in there. Rick's on. I love a bit of Rick Astley, and he's a great singer, in fairness to him.
He
puts on a good show.
Yeah, he is. It was just slightly, for only momentarily spoiled by the miserable bitch, I'm going to refer to her as.
So obviously when the main acts on, everybody gets up and
We were seated. But there's a lot of standing as well. But you're at a concert.
Yeah, you're at a concert, you're expecting to have fun. And being a Rick fan, so I was dancing early on at the Rick bit as well. And some miserable cow behind me. And I'm sure she doesn't listen, but I hope at some point you do love and reflect on this. Tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Can you sit down? I can't see." Bearing in mind, Rick Astley was as big as a pin.
Yeah.
As a fly in the distance.
You could hear him and you could see the screen.
You could see the screen, you could hear him. And I just looked at it as if to say, "Why are you here?"
Yeah, well, as well as that, somebody had obviously got a replica cup of the Champions League cup. And they were, from the boxes, they were holding it up. And yes, we all knew it was the fake one. And yes, it wasn't the real team lifting it. But because we were at Anfield and 99% of the people who were there were Liverpool fans, it got a massive cheer.
And people had had a drink.
And they were miserable about that. Everybody was standing up and turning around. They weren't impressed. And then when that came out, everybody stood up and they went, "Oh, well, I guess we're going to have to stand up all the way through then, aren't we?
Why are you here?"
Honestly, it was really irritating.
Why go to these things? Yeah. People are just ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I've ever never been to a concert. I just thought they were so superior to everybody else that they were going to control whether everybody was going to sit up or stand up or sit down. Just absolutely miserable cow bags.
Yeah, absolutely crazy.
Yeah, so that was a slight marring, but literally she got dirty looks for the entire time.
Yeah.
And I just enjoyed I think I waved my arms around so much in her eye line just to really piss her off for the entire thing.
But I would never go again, purely for this reason, to watch a concert at a football ground because the seats are so small.
I know. Out of
Why blocks. Are they that small? Because they don't sit down. They don't sit down to the football. They just stand up the whole time. But
I mean, we wouldn't, if, you know, we sat down because we had mum with us as well, and she didn't want to stand.
We said it when we were there, if we didn't have mum with us, we'd have done standing because we can dance around and stuff. But it was nice to have the option to sit down when you were in between. But you can't sit properly. And I mean, there were some big girls there.
Oh, some really
How
big glasses.
Fit in those seats.
They must have had lines in the knees when they come out from squashing up against them seats.
Yeah, I mean, after they'd said that to us, I was actually sitting forward, but the minute she said that, I leant back and thought, that's it now.
Yeah.
No, Mrs. Nice Mercy.
Yeah, cheeky bitch. Sit down. Funny. I was like, "Where do you think you are?" I just ignored her.
And then we enjoyed it. It finished, and there's that mad panic to get out of the stadium.
Well, there was the 47,000 people there.
Yeah, and everybody's trying to get down that one staircase. It was fine. We got out. Got my mum up about mum because she needs a little bit of time sometimes.
Then we need a pair of heelys for her. Just need a tilter and roller.
So we walked out, and then then it was the quest to get a taxi. Obviously, there's loads of black and whites around Anfield, but there's just no point. So we started to walk. Got so far, and we were trying to get an Uber. got one.
No, but we kept getting Ubers.
And they kept cancelling.
And then they kept cancelling
them. Kind of not in the spirit.
Kept looking as if to go, sod that for a game of soldiers, I'm not trying to get there.
So we walked a bit further and got out on some main road, which is pretty good for mum. Managed to get one Uber, put mum, auntie, and
daughter.
I'll name you because I know she listens. Excuse me, that was really, really bad. Just burped.
Just a live burp.
Just a live burp.
Anyway, live burp.
And Sophie into a taxi, sent them on their way, and then...
Just us two on it.
Yep.
3 miles away.
3 miles away from the centre of Liverpool.
At midnight.
At midnight, so we sorted out on us maps. Thankfully, we had big hoodies and rucksacks on, so I think we looked a bit more gangster than we actually
are. Yeah, we were gangster.
Yeah, and started to walk, so we did a 50-minute walk.
Just walked it.
Just walked on.
Blitzed it. Hardcore walked it.
It didn't bother me at all, because to begin with, there's quite a lot of people, and obviously that dwindled out with the closer and closer we got.
There were people walking it like we went in.
But there was just one little scary section where we went through. It was like a bit of a square.
It was like a murder square, wasn't it?
There was nobody there apart from a guy in a hoodie who was watching us, and then we went up a side street, and we definitely picked up the pace on that.
But as we walked up that side street,
there was a police car
and I thought, oh my God, let's just get out of here. But,
and then you hit the city centre and we were okay then.
All right, yeah.
But yeah, it was kind of
because
funny.
It was, for everybody else, it was, once you hit the city centre, it wasn't even late. They'd all just gone out.
No, it was like midnight and they're out on the town, but it was funny, yeah. We just did a quick impromptu 5K at midnight.
Yeah, at midnight, just sod it, just plough ahead. But yeah, but it was good. Well worth it to take that. Proper enjoyed it, didn't we? And,
Gary Barlow's so fit. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Mark Owen looks like some sort of deviant.
Yeah, he does.
Cut your tash, mate. Cut your hair, mate.
We all like Howard, but he's... He's all right. He's good for 50.
Yeah.
But
I've never fancied
Gary Barlow. Oh. Oof,
a bit of G.
You would.
But Gaz, I'd need a Gaz and Rick sandwich.
Nah, I'd leave out the Rick. I'm just a single decker.
Just a single decker.
S-I-S-T-E-R-S. And we'll take two on that one after the kids just ran upstairs as we did. Be quiet. And then you hear the dog go. So, yeah. But won't forget this week. It's yours moment. It's your time to shine. Hit us big with it.
I was going to start spicing it up. One with a song, with a beat. Question of the week. A question of the week. A question of the week. A question of the week. It worked.
I'm going for another bar then.
No, stop. So, yeah, we've had a couple this week, so we've got some in stash now.
Oh,
but if you've got any more, do send us them. Right, okay, so this is from Lindsay and Fran. Question of the week.
All right,
I'll stop. So their question is, what is the funniest joke you know by heart?
I'm rubbish with jokes. Absolutely rubbish with jokes. I do have one. Have you got one?
I have. Mine's stolen from Dad. I'm not sure if I'm going to tell this right either.
That's the hard thing about jokes.
Jokes, isn't it? Yeah, telling them
you
right.
You think you know a joke, but if you've not told it for a while, it's worse when you stuff it up.
Yeah, I'll let me think how this goes then. So it starts out, two owls are playing pool.
I know this one. Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
Dad's besh.
Yeah. It's a Dad's besh. Hi, Dad. Two owls playing pool. One of them knocks the ball with his wing.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And the other owl says,
two hits.
Two hits. And the other one says, two hits to who?
Put a punch.
I'd have got it totally wrong if you hadn't been here. I was thinking, two shots. Why would you say two shots?
I've got one, but it's quite long, and my cousin Sean told me it when he was about 8, so it's probably not that funny, but I'm going to go with it anyway.
Right, go on then.
And I'm not quite sure why the context it is how it is, but I'll just stick with the original
just
version.
Go with it.
A duck walks into a bar
and
asks for a bag of nails.
Yeah, alright, okay, yeah.
Oh no, I've told it wrong.
Done it.
I've told the punchline as the joke. Oh no!
We are the worst now.
I'll say it right.
Forget that you know the punchline.
Just I've got a joke. I'm going to tell it to you.
Right. Okay.
Duck walks into a bar and asks for a bag of chips.
Yeah.
The guy says, "We don't do chips in here." He says, "Okay." Then walks out. Next day, the duck walks back in. Says, "Can I have a bag of chips?" And the guy says, "We don't do chips in here. I've already told you." goes back out. Next day, the duck walks back into the bar and says, can I have a bag of chips? And the guy says, we don't do chips in here. I'm sick of telling you. If you come back in, I'm going to nail your feet to the floor. Walks out. The duck walks back into the bar the next day and says, have you got any nails? The guy says, no. He says, I'll have a bag of chips then.
Yay!
Thank you very much. Mirror Week. Yeah, we're never going to make Royal Variety's comedians with jokes.
No, we're not funny in that sense, as in
no,
I can tell a joke.
I can't, yeah.
I'm more of a sarcastic, a choice sarcastic comment.
If you've got to tell a joke, I'm usually my standards like, what do you call a guy with a spade on his head?
Doug.
What do you call a guy with a seagull on his head?
Cliff.
What do you call a guy with a tractor on his head? Dead.
Dead. I'm tight thinking, farmer? That, oh, eh? Yeah, like one-off jokes are not my speciality.
No, short and sweet. Englishman, Irishman, and Scottishman used to do those.
Yeah, it's just I'm more of a witty comebacker.
Yeah.
To get a laugh. Or something weirdly abstract that we just find hilarious and then laugh about it for 6 months.
Big fads.
We tell the big fad story.
I don't think it's that funny. I think it was just one of those moments just in time.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, we were, it was this house actually. I bought my mum and dad's house from them a couple of years ago. And when they did live in this big house, we used to come and stay with them, didn't we?
Yeah.
Even though we lived around the corner, but we just used to like spend time with them. One Saturday night, me and Louise were staying in my old bedroom and we were in there together. And we were talking about the decor because it was... It's blue walls and it had like a border around the top, you know, like a paper border that you used to go. And we started talking about how
it was a very 90s decor.
Yeah, very 90s, wasn't it? And we used to remember going with mum and dad to pick them. It was really exciting to go to Fads.
So Fads was a DIY. I'm not sure that is it everywhere. I don't know if it's a global thing.
Where we live in our village, it was one of... I think it was, places.
I think it was a northern chain.
They had a Fads in our local high street, and you used to go, and they had like Perspex boxes set up, didn't they?
Yeah.
With the matching duvet wallpaper border combo.
Yeah, they did.
And you'd go and you'd pick it all together.
You'd select, wouldn't you? Select. And go, I'll have that set.
Yeah. And for some reason, we used to call it Big Fads.
Yeah.
And that particular night, we found Big Fads.
Really. Well, we'd not talked about Big Fads in years. And we said, do you remember Big Fads?
And then it just tickled, didn't it? And for about half an hour, we cried.
And then we're like, every time we mention Big Fads now, it just makes us laugh.
Yeah, it makes me smile. Yeah, it really does. It's one of those things. We do that thing where, you know, when you laugh and then you can't stop laughing. It was just one of those moments.
Yeah, I think a bit of pee probably came out. But yeah, I think that's more our forte, is finding something really, just an inanimate object or something really obscure.
Yeah.
Just finding something, it just tickles us in such a way that we just think it's hilarious and laugh. And then people will go, what are you laughing at? And we'll go, I can't. Yeah. I just can't tell you. It just don't make any sense. It's just...
But does anyone else have any of those shops that are really like childhood memories? Like, there's several for me, like Marlene Joyce's.
Marlene Joyce was closed.
Lift your hands and voices. Shop
at Marlene Joyce's.
I don't think that's a chain, is it? Is that local?
I think she's got like two shops, Marlene.
Yeah, Marlene Joyce's. It used to sell like random clothes that.
Yeah, I think I once got a pair of denim dungarees from there. Yeah. They're back in
and
now.
Oh, they were like Adam's Seconds and stuff like that, or Max's Seconds and stuff. And Mum used to absolutely. I think it was a dog's bollocks, didn't she?
Yeah.
Sorry, dog. too many dogs and kids in this house today. And then there was, what was the other one I was thinking of? Ah, it's going to annoy me now. I've lost my train of thought.
Oh, Marlene Joyce's.
Oh, Wimpy.
Wimpy. Oh, I loved Wimpy's burgers.
Wimpy.
The fact that you got a plate.
Wimpy at Crossgates.
Oh, I loved Wimpy.
It were upstairs in the shopping centre.
They used to have a pudding called the Brown Derby or Derby.
Oh, I don't remember that.
It was like, I'm pretty sure it was like a donut with chocolate sauce and ice cream.
I just don't know what was so great about the fact that you got a burger and chips on a plate. It was
But I liked their burgers. I loved Wimpy's burgers.
Wimpy burgers were amazing.
Yeah, they were. Oh, R.I.P. Wimpy.
And they had really good milkshakes as well.
Yeah.
Loved Wimpy.
I think there are still some random ones out there. But
Little Chef was amazing. That reminds me of Mum and Dad so much.
Olympic breakfast.
Yeah.
Although, early starter, that's what it called, wasn't it?
Yeah, early starter and Olympic breakfast. But it does...
Why don't we always come back to we always come back to food.
Food.
Memories. Food memories, innit?
But yeah, anyone else got any? Can you please, for the love of God, can someone answer this question?
People go, then sit and listen and go, yeah.
Yeah. Let us know. Just drop us a tweet.
We just think it's us too.
Just tweet us. Yeah. Drop us an Instagram message.
Look, Wimpy Brown Derby. Yeah, look at it. Yeah, I know you guys can't see it.
Yeah, look at this picture. It's like a donut with ice cream.
Google it. Wimpy Brown Derby, whatever it is. Yeah, it was a donut. Had ice cream and brown sauce chocolate sauce.
But yeah, I've got so
R.I.P. Wimps.
So many shops that don't exist anymore that were just so good, and they've been killed off by big fans. Loved it. Being cute is just not as fun as big fans.
Oh, is it? No, you can't get matching stuff.
So,
being
it's so soulless.
It is. It's soulless. You're
soulless.
Right.
Soulless.
You can't get a full set. You can't walk up one aisle and get a matching bedding, pillowcase,
I think because interior design is a lot more readily accessible these days.
Wallpaper.
But everyone used to have the same shit in their house, didn't they?
Yeah. Borders, finger the pasta.
Yeah.
Well, so that's it for jokes then. Basically we've got two jokes in our repertoire, but loads of shit that we find funny that nobody else does. Great. Thanks for your question, Linz.
S-I-S-T-E-R-S. So although this bit is my favourite bit, which is Icks of the Week, I feel like we need to cover the fact that Love Island has started.
Oh yeah, hasn't it?
Some of our listeners probably don't like it and don't... Listeners. I said that like there's loads.
You know who
there's
you
17
are.
Of you that listen.
No, there's more than that.
Love Island, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I've caught up, to be fair.
Seen that someone's been booted out today.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So, right, forget Love. So, I watch Love Island. Yes, I do. It's a guilty pleasure. They're all a bit too young.
It's a bit weird. It's a love hate. I like it, and then other times it's a bit naff. But...
Yeah, it's kind of car crash TV. Yeah, once you're into it, you can't stop watching it. But what I found out today, the other day off.
I know, I've seen that as well. So I'm a little bit disappointed because now, I knew it was pretty staged. Now it's even more staged because on that day off, they're all going to talk about stuff, make strategies.
Yeah.
Probably have sex and, you know, it's probably...
Yeah, they're not pent up in there for a week.
I think
it's... Plus, to be fair, now completely explains to me how these girls get away with having the nails and the hair and the no wax it. Because, as if nobody goes 8 weeks without a fanny wax when you're wearing a thong.
A high-cut thong,
So that's when they get it all done, don't they?
Go, in real life, yeah, they do.
In real life. They've got 8 months, not long, but... And if you were unsure in that, there's no way that anybody is as smooth as that.
Exactly.
It's kind of tipped the reality box a bit more of, actually, they're not superhuman.
They're
getting preened every Saturday.
No, I don't care about that. I don't mind if they're going to do that. But they've got to have conversations that aren't recorded and so they could be talking about anything. Yeah. So I'd read a thing about Lucy and Joe talking in code and I thought, well, how can they? Well, they can because they've sat these off together.
Yeah, yeah. So they've built up a code, haven't they?
She's a bit sneaky.
Yeah, yes, I am watching it, yeah.
I do think, though, as well, that for popular culture, you have to watch it to be involved in conversations.
Yeah, you do to a point. Yeah,
you do. It's like a real big thing that everybody's into. Don't get me wrong, it's not like it's a
hard... That Anton guy's really a buffoon.
Oh, I think he's just a try hard. I've got a little bit of a... I love Curtis.
Yeah, he's lovely.
He's lovely. And I kind of like the Scouse guy. What's he called?
Michael,
I like him. Yeah. It's not too much of a tryhard, I like him.
Well, should we leave it at that? Because it's not a Love Island podcast.
Sorry.
People don't want to listen. No, but I would be bored if I didn't listen
to it. But before we go, I'm just going to say Molly May's a dick.
Yeah, Molly May's a dick.
Carry on.
But if you're a bloke and you want to Google Molly May, it's not hard on the eye. So enjoy.
She's going to win with the boys, isn't she? But Molly May, down.
So, on to proper content then.
Yeah, Irks of the Week. And funnies, obviously.
And funny stuff, off. So you're starting us off this week.
Yeah, so this one's not an irk. It's not a funny, but it's a thing that I've noticed that I do.
I do. Other people do this.
Well, I think they must do because of the way that now we all... social media and technology is part of our lives.
Yeah.
But, I don't know how to put this in right way. I've called it... I would refer to it as life demos.
Right.
So you do things in your life. Like, I find that I'll be sat at my dressing table, 6 o'clock in the morning, 6:30 when I'm doing my makeup, and it's almost like I've got my own YouTube channel. So right, I will get my makeup out, and in my head, I don't say it out loud, but I'll go, so I'll start with my concealer,
right.
And I put my concealer on, and then I put it on the desk, and then I'll get, and I almost do it like I'm doing it for somebody.
For a screen, on a screen, like your mirror's a screen.
And then I do it when I'm cooking, so.
Oh yeah, well that comes from being a kid though as well, don't you?
When I'm doing cooking, I almost do it. And I don't particularly say it out loud.
Here's one I made earlier.
Yeah, like a top, like I'm on a cooking program.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've noticed that I do it more and more with everything, and I think because people.
And you thought I was weird with app erasers the other week.
Do you not do it? Do you not?
I'm like putting your makeup on and stuff.
I think it's just because people life blog now and just
not like that. I might do the cooking one, but everybody.
Oh, when you get like a parcel delivery and you're trying it on and you like think, oh yeah, then this is a 10 that I got from Topshop.
No, I don't do that.
Well, I life demo.
New life demo.
I life demo.
Mentally life demo.
I mentally life demo. My life, it's a show.
My life.
Put on a show.
Jazz hands.
And I've seen my kids definitely do it.
Yeah, and then do you, when you finish doing your makeup on the morning, do you say like, subscribe, swipe up for likes, like for likes, subscribe.
I don't do that, but in my
and then do you like do a winky
little hair toss and a smile into the mirror and think, what a fucking weirdo I am.
Yeah,
and then
go to work. Yeah, that was a great
maybe it's not the thing people do, maybe it's just because secretly I've always wanted to be some sort of showbiz. Presenter.
This is a step towards it. As close as we're going to get.
But I do that. I line my makeup up and I do a mini shirt. I mean, like when you were kids and you used to do going live.
Yeah, I used to, like as a kid, definitely. When you did cooking, you would always go,
I've just not grown up.
Yeah, and now I'm going to put this in. And yeah, but you would say it out loud, like you're on Blue Peter or something.
Yeah, I still do it in my head when I'm doing stuff. Yeah,
life demos, it's a good way of referring to it.
Life demos, yeah.
A life demo.
Yeah.
A life YouTube, innit?
Yeah.
YouTube in your life.
It's a channel constantly streaming in my head.
Oh my word.
Maybe it was more of a confession than a funny then.
Maybe other people do it. But we're all weird, aren't we? We all have our own things that we do, don't we?
Yeah.
You know, I like to, like I say, race things against time and all that sort of stuff. So,
so yeah, that's me. Life demos.
She's a life demonstrator.
Yeah.
I've got a funny one this week. So this comes from... This happens a lot, but there was a particular example of this week. So this is British people forming queues.
Oh, yeah.
So people, if there's people in a queue, people just join the queue.
Yeah, and they don't know what it's for.
They don't know what it's for. They don't know why.
Yeah.
They don't know how long it's been there. They don't know if they're supposed to be part of that queue. Nobody asks any questions. Yeah. And then you suddenly start to hear a rumble down the queue of, well, what are you queuing for? What are you queuing? You know, like that. And the example of this was me and my friend Emma went to the theatre last week and picked up his tickets and went in. And then nobody seemed to be going anywhere. And there was just like a massive long queue of people. And like everybody was just joining it, just
thinking that was where you had to
go. just getting in this queue.
Yeah.
And then like people come along and going, do you know what the queue's for? And people going, I think it's just to go in. I think it, like, and people just had no idea what they were stood there
for. What was it for?
It was because they'd not opened the doors yet. But
right.
You could go to the bit where you were sitting and queue at that bit. You didn't have to queue in one big massive queue.
Okay.
But yeah, people were just assuming. And then I started talking to this woman behind me, and I said, are we queuing because we can't get in? And she went, well, I think so. And I said, well, has anybody actually tried to get in? Or is there just like a Barbara and Dave at the front who have just tried the door, thought, oh, this is not open yet, but everything else is open. So 100,000 other people have got in this queue behind
you. Hilarious.
And then I was like, well, what do you do though? Because do you stay in this queue?
Yeah.
Or are you that tosser who goes right to the front and pulls the door anyway?
Yeah, and everyone's like, what do you think you're queuing for?
You don't think we've tried that?
Yeah. Well...
So you don't want to do foot pest, do you? You don't want to just be a sheep and join the queue?
What's even worse is the people that aren't in the queue that stand near the queue.
Yeah.
So you kind of walk up and you're like, there's a bit of a gap between you and the next person. I can't tell. Are you just hovering? And then when you go, are you in the queue? And they go, yeah. And you're like, oh, that's Emmy. Yeah,
he's
getting behind him.
Will
make it more obvious.
Cues with a zigzag formation these days.
And just oh, when they go, oh no, sorry. And you think, well, why would you stand there knowing there's a queue? Yeah, I would go, oh, sorry, I'm not in the queue.
But like, we're absolute buggers for it. I think I mentioned this a bit when we talked about a holiday and that other people don't do it in other countries and they just rogue and stand by.
Yeah.
But I just think it's funny that people just blindly stand behind in other people and form one.
Yeah.
There's people that have done it behind... Have you seen these stories where people have queued behind a mannequin and stuff before because they've not realised? Literally just got in queue behind a mannequin. I have to admit, I've done it once behind a parked car.
When you thought they were waiting.
And sat there for about 5 minutes and thought, yeah, this car's parked, so I've just got to go around it.
I've done that. I've stopped and waited and flashed somebody that's a parked car and gone,
No,
not moving.
You're not moving, Nathan.
You're not moving.
But yeah, that was just a classic example of it, and it was just blind, random leading queuing. The blind and random queuing, just funny.
S-I-S-T-E-R-S.
All right. So this, I don't think I've got irks this week. But
no,
this
I don't think I have, to be honest.
No one's, apart from the woman at the take that, but we've irked at the beginning today. She was the queen of the pissed-offness this week.
Things.
Just rude, stuff. Thing. But right, okay. So this is just an observation.
Right.
So in a world of crazy health and safety,
where
you can't do nothing these days, me and Mum went to Cabo on Sunday. Not doing one, just go for a browse, just a little wander around. Yeah. Sunday morning, wander around the field and pay 20p for crap that you don't really need. But yeah, I was walking around the car boot on Sunday and it's the only place in the world where there is still zero rules.
Yeah.
Zero rules. I'm talking people are smoking all over everybody's gear. You can pick anything up and touch it. There's packs of kitchen knives on sale, matches, blow torches, machetes.
I think there actually are rules, but people just don't.
But there's zero. There's just like nothing. You can be an 8-year-old kid and probably bounce up and buy yourself a couple of machetes as long as you said, my dad's up there, he's giving me a quid. Someone will go, yeah, take it, mate. I just don't want to take it home. Because that's how you hear.
Yeah.
I'm not taking it home.
What?
I'll give you it for a 50p. I'm not taking it home.
It's the smoking thing that gets me.
Unbelievable. And people have never smelt fags like it.
And it's full of ash. Yeah. And it's hanging. And you can see it teetering.
It's going to drop on your gear. Yeah. Just do not give
gonna pick
a
it
shit.
Up. Just go pick it up with me. Ugh.
With your faggy hands. I've never smelt farts like it. Because it's a Sunday morning, everybody's obviously been... There's feral kids just running around anywhere.
Yeah.
Super, like, there's kids in pyjamas and slippers just, like, in a field, a rainy field. And they're having an ice cream at 8:45 on a Sunday morning.
In for, but inappropriate clothing. People have got, like, shorts and T-shirts on and it's...
It's -5. But it's absolute craziness. There's some of the items that are on sale.
Oh, disgusting.
And just disgusting. But, you know, and I'm not adverse to buying. I wouldn't be there if I weren't adverse to buying secondhand stuff. I'm really not. And
no, but you're selective, aren't
you? I am selective about who I buy off when I go around. But honestly, I'm like, you can't, health and safety, you can't buy so many things in a shop now without proving... You know, you have to give them 18 forms of ID. Yeah. There.
They sell medicine and all sorts. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm not saying like medicine, but like paracetamol and stuff like that.
And well, when you go in Tesco, they look at you and go, you can't have more than 2 boxes of paracetamol. You go around Car Boot, you could buy a boot full. Absolute boat.
Cosmetics and stuff, like, you've got to, you know, there's got to be like rules and regs for those. And yeah, buy what
Stood
you want.
Stood there with a dog. Test it on my animal if you want. It's absolute crazy.
This lipstick has not been tested on animals. It's pug red.
It's pug red, yeah. Put it on Buster before you try it. I was just in shock. Yeah, you walk around, there's knives, there's all sorts of stuff and you're like, it goes from one extreme to the other. That's the thing that gets me. Mm. Is that health and safety is madness in so many places now.
Yeah.
But there.
I do love it as well when you get like someone who's not really a car booter and they've decided to do a car boot and they've got like items priced at like 20 quid and they're like, see this dress, I've worn it once, it's Zara, 20 pound No. 20p and someone's going to buy it.
Yeah.
You're going to go home with everything on that stall.
Yeah.
Oh, they've got a table and they've got four items on.
Four items on, yeah. What the hell? We take half a house when we go, don't we?
When we do it, we're like, there's that much for stuff. Like... You can't get in the car. We have to leave people behind.
Yeah. Got a kid strapped at room.
Yeah, it's honestly like, I'm not doing it until I've got enough shit to do it. No. And then we go to the charity shop on the way home and dump the rest there.
Dump the rest, yeah. I mean, to be fair, we do the haul. I'm not taking it home.
We're not too bad for it. Mum, however, is like, I'm not selling it for less than a fiver. And we're like, don't take it home,
yeah. But yeah, and I know we're ready to do one soon out because we've got a massive stash of stuff.
Just need to get it in the schedule.
Yeah, we do. But yeah, it just...
Caboots, they're definitely a lore of their own.
It is. It's like this old age tradition that no one's touched. And I said to Mum, it would be such a shame because at some point...
Well, someone will die from a machete in the back of it, and they'll ruin it for everybody.
Yeah, they will. Some 8-year-old kid will buy a machete and a pack of them in fireworks from a car boot and it'll ruin it for everybody. That day, kids, get down there and marvel at the amount of reckless shit that people will flog to anybody for any price at the car boot.
It's great.
It is.
It's great.
I do love it.
Well, my last one is, there's, as always, it's threefold. But when you're having a conversation with somebody and either you say a word that you've picked up from somewhere and you quite liked it, but you're not fully understanding what the meaning of it is. Two, they say a word that you don't know the understanding, the meaning of it, but you go along with it. And three, that moment when somebody says something, you don't understand or you don't hear it, and you ask again what they said and you still didn't hear it, but you can't ask again, so you pretend like you did and you just nod along.
You just laugh. Yeah.
It happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
One of my friends just called me out on it and she goes, you didn't know what I said then, did you? And I go, no. But I didn't want to ask again.
No. Third time. Yeah. Third time to charm and all that. I quite like the word facetious.
Facetious, yeah.
Yeah. Something facetious, but I know that a lot of people don't use it or don't understand it.
Yeah, it's knowing which context to put it in, isn't it? Yeah. Facetious. That is the hard
one. Stop being facetious.
Yeah.
And I can usually tell when they've gone.
Well, I remember when I first started working and I didn't know what AOB meant.
Acronyms are horrendous.
Acronyms, especially at work, because different workplaces have different acronyms.
Yes, they do.
My husband uses AOB for different one. But I remember somebody saying AOB and I was like, what the fuck is AOB?
AOB,
and it's any other business.
Any other business,
But I was like, and for ages I just go, look around the room and everyone go, right then? And then it'd be like, when you find out what it is.
And that one that people put on Facebook all the time, I see why am I. Write it down.
I'll have to know. I don't think I've seen it.
I-C-Y-M-I. Took me ages, that. Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah, what is it?
In case you missed it.
Oh.
Bloody hell. That took me ages to figure that one out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I-C-Y-M-I, and then it'd be a post about something. And I was like, what the hell? Yeah. Ick me. Icky me. Icy me.
Well, I mean, when LOL came out, and for a while I was like, LOL.
Yeah.
That's LOL.
Well, they've got loads, haven't they? It's absolutely loads.
It's not my joke or my funny, but I heard...
CBA, can't be arsed.
Yeah, can't be arsed. I knew CBA.
That took me ages.
I did hear one about LOL of a guy whose mum kept sending him LOL, and he was like, Mum, why do you keep laughing at stuff? And she was like, I thought I meant lots of love.
Yeah, lots of love.
LOL.
LOL.
I do say LOL a lot, even in my speech, talking, I'll go, LOL.
Do you?
Yeah. LOL.
Jesus.
I know.
Chooser. I hate people who say lol.
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 Oh, lol. Shut up.
I say it in more of a tongue in cheek, but in actual serious.
Don't do it.
FYI. I use that a lot.
FYI.
FYI.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people don't actually know what it stands for. They just got FYI.
Yeah. FYI. Yeah, for your information.
Yeah, I do. It is funny.
There's loads of them in there. Absolutely tons of them. Yeah. We're going all there. But Rolf, that was another one, wasn't it? Roll on the floor laughing. Rolf. Roll on laughing floor. Ruffle.
But the whole when somebody says something, you go, sorry, what? and they repeat it. It happens to me on the telephone at work. Can you just say that again? Email addresses. Can I just take your email address? They'll go, yeah, it's... and I go, can you just spell that? And they'll go, yeah, it's FP... I think I ain't got it. I ain't got it. I'm just going to write it down. I'm just going to have to write it down and hope that I've got it right. It's so hard.
I ain't got it. It's that bad. I ain't got it.
That sorry, can you just say that again?
How many times an embarrassing amount? Three, do you think? You think it's three?
Twice, can't you? And if they say it three times and you've not got it, you just have to go with it.
You have to go. Yeah. Yeah, either that or really go, I'm a complete douchebag. Yeah.
I don't answer the phone much at work now. I used to answer it a lot, but you know,
you have people to do that now.
I don't mean it like that, but I'm not in the office as much. And you answer the phone and they go, hi, can I speak to so-and-so? And you go, yeah. And they go, it's Sarah from... And you go, yeah, I just put you through. And then you're like, up and I go, I've got Sarah. I want to say...
Yeah. I just got somebody up for you.
I want to say, she said, and then I say it and they go, do you mean... Yeah, That's the one.
You've
got it.
I think three is your limit. Sorry,
what did you say? Oh no, I didn't get that. What was that? And then
people need to learn not to mumble. I think that's the moral of the story.
But then you do that smile and nod.
Pronunciation.
You do the smile and nod, like and they just ask you a question that needs an
laugh.
Answer.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm worse for just not listening.
Yeah, like zoning out.
Just literally zoning out. I've even asked the question. And like, poor Martin, because he'll come in, I'll go, you have a good day at work then? And he'll go, yeah. And then he'll start telling me about it. And then I'll be like, oh, I need to do this. And tomorrow I need to that. And then I'll hear him go, oh, and it proper pissed me off because, and I'll go, oh God.
Yeah.
I've literally no idea what he's talking about. And I'll go, sorry, I did it again, didn't I? I stopped listening, didn't I? And he was like, yes, you've stopped listening.
I hope no one from work's listening, but I do that work all the time. So when we're in a meeting and it's not my bit.
Yeah.
And they're not really talking to me.
Yeah.
And then I suddenly realise, what if somebody needs... I need to know this information afterwards. And then I suddenly tune back in and I think,
it's easier on audio because you can go...
Oh, no, I do it in the room with people. I do it in the room with people and I'm like... And I'm thinking about what we're having for tea.
Yeah. It's easier. I do it a lot, but it's easier on a conference call to say, oh, I'm sorry you cut out there. Or you can bullshit a bit more, can't you, that you were...
Yeah.
You know, there's the million conference call excuses. Sorry, the line was really busy. Can you just repeat that for me? But now, I've got a friend at work and she put, I don't know if she listens or not, but she always says, so can I just clarify?
I didn't listen. What did you say?
But I'm going to sound like I'm just doing it to get my ducks in a row so I know what my job is at the end of it. That's a really good one. If you've not used that, if you've not listened at all, just say, can you just repeat that just to clarify me what my actions are?
What I used to say is, can we give that ownership so that somebody else takes it and I've not got it?
Can we give that ownership? That's super corporate speak, that, isn't it? Can we give that some ownership?
Who's going to own
Somebody
that?
Said that to me. In my head, it'll go, nope.
You have to delegate it. Who's taking responsibility for that one?
Yeah, no, but that's a knob thing to
say.
Can we give that ownership? Knob.
I don't mind being a knob, it's fine.
Corporate knob. That's one for another week, that corporate knobs, isn't it? How did we get onto that? What were we talking about? Same words incorrectly.
Mishearing.
We just need to cover the silent words as well.
While we're on it, we'll go.
Yeah,
with
colour
it,
silent so. Words. So I think this is more of a generational thing.
Yeah, it's definitely a generational thing.
Because I think people are more open and honest these days about what they.
Well, I think it's the way I think things become more socially acceptable and you know, trends change and things, doesn't it? But yeah, definitely. It's our mum does it and our auntie does it. When they say certain words, they say them a bit not.
She's a bit of a big girl. She's a bit mally.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they miss out the word.
Yeah.
And try and mouth the word that they think is going to cause some sort of offence.
Am I just like, just say it?
Just say it, yeah. Just say it out loud, but yeah. Oh, then
Mum does the action as well, so if she's talking about somebody and saying the chunky, she does the arm. the arm raise.
She's a bit okay. Yeah,
big girl.
Yeah, they just say the word properly, but then it's worse when you get the wrong word.
Yeah, yeah.
And say, she's a bit chunky.
Yeah.
So you got quiet on the wrong thing when you're trying to be discreet. It's like a, don't look now, but.
Yeah, and everybody looks. Can't help it, can you?
But yeah, that's always been a thing.
Well, yeah. So we have been there. And I'm no mercy.
I'm no mercy. Oh, sisters of no.
Thanks for listening to us once again in our waffles of the week.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Kind of phrase.
But yeah, send us in your questions, your points, your topics. If something's peed you off this week, we want to know about it.
Yeah.
We are still going to get some guests on at some point.
We did make it onto the Leeds list gave us a little shout out, so thank you for that, podcasts done locally. So yeah, even more reason to listen to us and local.
We're homegrown Yorkshire peeps, aren't we?
And if you're from further afield, even better.
Yeah. Fabulous.
From near or far.
So, from us in Yorkshire to you, wherever you are.
Maybe.
Speak to you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.